800-585-6333. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. To the left, to the right, and all those spaces in between. Everybody's invited to this overnight party here in the land of water cooler buzz. Boy, is there a lot of it. 2011 has certainly started off in a very, very big way. I'll be anxious to see where we're all at when it comes to the end of December of this year. Can you imagine the things that might be achieved, and can you imagine the things, sadly, that might not get achieved? That's all part of this new Congress. Where do they stand? What are they going to do? And will we hold their feet to the fire? So far, there have been a lot of, I'll call them ramblings, in just the first day coming out of D.C. But does it amount to anything, or is it just more empty rhetoric? I think that we'll know more probably by the end of February, because the government would simply have to shut down if the debt ceiling is not extended, if there's not wiggle room. And if only there was a balanced budget, you wouldn't need the wiggle room. But there isn't. And the fact is, if you don't raise the debt ceiling, that means the government shuts down. That means a lot of people are out of business. Probably some of your neighbors, maybe some of you. And how about those Social Security checks? Who is processing those? If it's a full-scale shutdown, boy, a lot of people would be in trouble. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't believe that the Republicans now taking over the House, they're threatening that, but I don't believe it will happen because of the disaster that it would create. But it's about time somebody learned how to balance a budget, and if that means we got to figure out a way to slice and dice across the board, they got to start slicing and dicing like crazy. They got to do more than pass the hat. They did that on Wednesday, saying they were going to cut out the decorating for offices and a few other things that would amount to $35 million, which, hey, it's something. But when you talk about $14 trillion and counting, they got to do more than worry about money to spruce up new Congress people's offices, which is why they cut that out. So there has to be more of the chewing of the fat going on. Let's hope that happens anyway. All right, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, of course, we have nailed the score. Four games left. Wild card games, anyway. Not four games left, but four wild card games. There are certainly some powerhouse teams that get the bye. And the teams that are, of the teams that are left, you know where my heart lies, of course, with the Philadelphia Eagles, and they take on the Packers. They're hosting the Packers. I don't expect much from this game other than an offensive shootout. The Eagles are the favorites in that one. But we'll get to all of it when we jump to nail the score, and that's coming up, like I said, in another 8 to 10 minutes or so. But before we do that, let's hit some of the major headlines to fill you in on what's happened in the day in case you missed it. Number one, which I think is the best thing that happened on the day, is the fact that you had one of the winners, one of the two people that won the Mega Millions come forward. I mean, there's your feel-good daily salute story of the day. We need more of those. I'm going to make sure, and some of you have already chided me about this, that each and every show we have a daily salute. It can't be all about venting, after all. There are some things to smile about, right? So 190 million is a lot for Jim and Carolyn McCullough, but they won. And they won on numbers that were a combination of their birthdays. And these are people that are, Jim McCullough, I guess, is 68 years old. And he was a real estate agent in a very, very small town in central Washington. And he said that, you know, they couldn't believe it when they checked the numbers and saw that they were the winners. And the numbers, as we all know, were 4, 8, 15, 25, 47, and 42 was the mega ball. So now we know one of the winners. The highest, because somebody asked me this, it's random trivia, but just so you know, barroom talk. The highest ever for a jackpot was $390 million, and that was in 2007. So that's pretty cool for those people. Hats off to them. They have to be more than excited to walk away with that kind of a check. And what do they do with that money? Hopefully they turn it as much as they can spoil themselves, and they seem like a couple that I don't think would live crazy beyond their means. Hopefully they use it to pump it into something that they believe in, some cause, whatever it is. I mean, who cares what it is? Not somebody that starts to hit them up for money, but something that they've always really had a passion for. That would be neat. Be neat if you could take just something you feel so moved by, but you never really had the money to do what you would like to do. Be neat if you could have the chance to do that. Can you imagine? And I bet they'll do that. All right, this is sad, and it has to do with opening packages. Always the fear, I think, in governmental offices, whether it's local or whether it's on the federal level, is, remember the anthrax after what happened on 9/11, there's still always this part of local officials, I think, and federal folks who think, you know, we need to screen our packages better. This could be the day. And unfortunately, in Maryland, that's exactly what happened. There were a couple of packages that arrived that were rigged up with, let's say, bomb-like devices, and they were mailed to two Maryland offices, and they complained about Homeland Security road signs in the state. That was the main complaint, I guess, in the note that they sent. And sadly, and this is the part, two people who work there, and they're just people opening packages, got burned fingers when they opened them up because it set off one of those, you know, flash fires. Then you have the smoke and the sulfur smell, and then probably the panic sets in. But the fact that they were burned, and they're going to try to trace it and see what they can, you know, find out. This is what I don't get. I get frustration, and I get protesting, but doing it by sending packages to people who don't get them because they're screened by somebody else, the little guy who's making $12 an hour or maybe less or who knows what they're making, yeah, that's just ridiculous. It's not a big statement there when you take someone out or almost take someone out by sending the packages and they're the people that open it. So, of course, it's going to go to Quantico. They're going to look at it and find out whatever they can, try to look for fingerprints and dust it and everything else and then investigate. And who knows, maybe there's a chance that they trace it back to some nut somewhere whose point really didn't come across in any way, because I guarantee there's people talking about, oh, isn't that horrible that this fool sent the packages. But the point of Homeland Security and signs, yeah, we get it with Homeland Security and the frustrations, but that's not doing anything. That's not shining a light on the problems of Janet Napolitano, who shouldn't be in that gig. That's not shining a light on where money is mismanaged or things aren't being accomplished. That's just a stupid, stupid thing to do. Stay with us. Coming up, we have Nail the Score.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LASIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come here, John. One more time.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
So it is Wild Card Weekend, and who will it be this time around? Donovan Madsen, the man with the muscles, he is going to let the computer fly. Rip it. Sweet. We're getting him a new computer from, you know, all the stuff that's going on in Las Vegas with that computer, computer technology, unbelievable, geeky gadgetry, yearly thing that they do. I think I've mentioned this before. I used to live in Vegas. Oh, that was the best ticket in town, I'm telling you, other than some of those boxing matches at MGM. So here we are, and we have a game. It is the Packers and the Eagles, which is truly fitting because I'm an Eagles fan, and it's the last game on Sunday, kicking at, I want to say, 4:30 Eastern. So do the Eagles prevail, or do the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, who hasn't won a really, really big game, does he come through on Wild Card Weekend? I think you know what I'm going to say, but I almost feel like I don't want to pick Philadelphia because I don't want to jinx them. My picks this year have been, you know, 50-50. Probably the worst in the entire time that I've been doing the picking. But I'm going to say Philadelphia wins this. I think it's going to be an offensive game, to say the least. And I'm going to say, I'm even writing this down as we go. I'm going to say Philly wins it, and the final score, that's the tricky part. You know, I went through all these games during the day to kind of get a feel, try to get some kind of rhythm for it, and which it doesn't matter. This was like what I said. Really, in picking games, you can look at everything from the weather to the turf to the home field, etc. And sometimes it's that old rule of any given Sunday. I say Philly takes this, especially after their embarrassment where they didn't get the bye week. I say that this is going to be a big game. The first half will be pretty big, and I like them to win it 34-21. 34-21. All right, you might think I'm all wet on that guess. Bottom line is, you just need to nail the score. If you nail the score, then the spoils of war will be yours, so to speak. And you'll have bragging rights along with Chris in Connecticut. And she will tell you it is a very random thing. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. It's a shame in one way. I'm glad it's Philly because I'm a fan and I like the NFC. But I also like the Jets, and I want to see what happens to Mark Sanchez, especially he's been banged up. What happens to the Jets and the Colts? Eli Manning is that team, and they've also had a lot of problems with injuries. It is in Indianapolis, but Indy's only favored by 3 in that game, which, by the way, I didn't give you the line if you care. The Eagles, who are hosting, like I said, the Packers, they didn't get much of a line either. They're favored by just 3. But all the lines are pretty low, except for New Orleans, which they get an 11-point favorite nod against Seattle. And I don't think they cover that, but I think they win the game. All right, let's take our first victim, Blake in Kentucky. You have the honors.
All righty. I'm going to go with Green Bay 24 and Philadelphia 17.
Did you do that to pick on me?
Yes.
I love an honest man. All right, so Aaron Rodgers, this is it for him. This would be a big game for him. He needs to win a big game, so certainly he could step up. I think when he's on, he's done a great job for the Packers. But, you know, Blake, I got to go with my Eagles. But you own that score, 24-17. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Let's stick in the bluegrass state and go to Josh in Kentucky. Hey, Josh.
How you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm well. I'm glad to see my Packers made it just barely. So, I'm going to have to go against you on this one. And I'm going to go with the Packers. And I'm going to go 28-24.
Oh, well, at least it's a little bit closer than what Blake said, 28-24. So what you think is going to happen is just coming down to the final moments, that really it's probably going to be determined more in the fourth quarter than anything else.
Oh, absolutely. Vic is just, he's on fire. So
on fire, and he, of course, the last game was a layup game because they didn't care what happened against the Cowboys. So Vic wasn't even a part of that. How much does that help him? We'll see. But Rodgers, and like I said, I like Rodgers. I've talked to this guy, and I'm glad that the people really embraced him in Packerland because he really is a good guy. And this is his moment. This is his moment. The Packers are gonna they've got to win 3 games if they're going to get to Dallas, if they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. So we'll see. I'm hoping you're going to be disappointed, though.
No, I'm sorry. I think you're going to be crying come Monday. I'm sorry.
Oh, crying. Crying.
I'm sorry.
Josh, thanks. We'll be watching the same game. Thanks. Have a good weekend. I'm going to be crying. Green Bay 6 losses, by the way, came by, there was a statistic I was reading, a combined 20 points. And when they win, the 10 wins, they had an average of 17. So maybe our numbers are a little bit off. They're inconsistent, that's what I would say. And that's why they're a number 6 seed. Like I also mentioned, Vic sat out week 17 in that loss against, who cares, Dallas. He's got a little bit of a quad pull, from what I understand. And, you know, they were embarrassed in that home loss against the Vikings, the lowly Vikings, and that cost them the first round bye. So will it ultimately cost them this playoff game? Will it cost them the playoff game? Andy Reid, his teams are 7-1, 7-1 in playoff openers. See, these are all those fun facts that really don't amount to a hill of beans, but it's just kind of interesting to throw them out there. Rick in Illinois, you go with my Eagles?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, I seen Robert Gibbs is retiring from the White House. They call you?
Oh, I wouldn't be very good in that position. I would be too honest, I fear, and they wouldn't like
yeah.
me. That probably the media people actually would like me, but then it would be too tough for me to be in that spot. I don't have a good poker face, so I would be bad.
So they didn't call you yet,
No, they didn't call me for that spot.
But I was reading the paper, Gary Collins, was he a TV host or a game show host or something?
Gary who?
Collins.
Collins? Yes, yes.
I see he got arrested down in Biloxi for leaving the restaurant without paying for his meal.
I know. What's up with that?
Yeah, I was wondering, what's the deal on that guy? But
Gary, I thought he was doing a bunch of infomercials, so
yeah,
something must have happened to rock his boat. Maybe he spent too much in the casinos.
That's why I was wondering if he lost it all in the casino.
Maybe.
Well, I have to go with the Packers, 24. Eagles, 13.
Ugh, I hate you, Rick. Why did you pick the Packers?
Well, it don't matter. They won't get by the Bears anyway, so.
It doesn't matter. All right, so far, Blake, Josh, and Rick are all picking the Packers. What is up with that? Rick, I would say
the Bears.
I would say have a good weekend, but I hope you have a miserable weekend, and I'll talk to you on Sunday. Bye.
Hey, Seattle, too. Pick Seattle.
Oh, right, Seattle. Let him go. Get him out of here, Donovan. Usher him out. He's banned. You're banned, Rick. Bad, bad Rick. 800-259-5791. All right, so the Eagles, to be fair, to the three guys that are on the board now, do have a pathetic 4-4 home record, which is the worst of any of the playoff teams. Yeah, I tried to forget that information. My brother was so kind to send that to me. Just remember what's happened in the past. See, that's the part of my family, the naysayers. It's like, even when the Eagles are in the playoffs, or even when the Phillies are in the World Series, somehow they're going to find a way to lose. You're going to find a way to lose. I don't think so. I think they win this time. You might disagree, and you might agree with the rest of the boys already on the board. Nail the score on the flip side.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now. Right now. Right now.
Trying to nail the score. So far, everybody is picking the Packers except for me. I'm picking my Eagles 34-21. I also have the highest score on the board. Jack in Australia let me down as well. He is my chat man, and he's got the Packers 17-14. Jack, give it up. What does an Australian know about American football? What does he possibly know? And I'm going to say, not that much. They're all about Australian rules football. And what's the other thing that they're big about? They're big with cricket and badminton and bowling. But American football, Jack. All right, so 800-259-5791. A couple of quick things in the NFL worth mentioning here. One, Jason Garrett gets the interim removed from his title. He's the head coach now of the Dallas Cowboys. I think well-deserved. He did a good job in trying to rally around the team and get their morale up. And he's perfect for Jerry Jones, because Jerry's still going to get to do what he wants to do. and Garrett's not going to rock the boat. Is it the right thing for the team? Ultimately, that's the question. But here's what Jason Garrett said about Jerry Jones and also the issue of respect. Take a listen.
They're going to write a history of the National Football League at some point, and the chapter is going to be pretty big about Jerry Jones. The impact that he's made on this league has been significant. The impact he's made on lives of a lot of people has been significant. I've been fortunate to be one of those people. I'm very familiar with this organization, having played here, having been an assistant coach here, and for the last half of this season, being the interim head coach. And I have tremendous respect, appreciation for the history and tradition that goes with this organization and for all the great coaches, players, and teams that have gone before us.
All right. We'll see, Jason. He is a class act and just an all-around super good guy. So good for him that he waited in the wings, decided not to take a couple of head coaching offers he had, got some big bucks from Jerry to stay, and now ultimately he gets the gig. Before we go back to the guests, as I know you're all anxious, I promise I'll get right to it. One thing to remember, and I had forgotten about this, but there is no more sudden death. They've got new overtime rules in effect. There were a lot of complaints after, there's always a whiner or two, isn't there? After the Saints immediately kicked a field goal and beat Minnesota on the opening drive or opening series of overtime last year in the playoff games, winning the NFL championship game and then going on to the Super Bowl. So there were a lot of discussions about, well, that's not what we want to see. That's not really fair. So this is how it works. Now, and follow me, if you will, if a team wins the coin toss and gets the overtime kickoff, they don't automatically win the game if they kick a field goal. Of course, the team that kicked off then will get a possession. Sounds very college-like, huh? If the trailing team also kicks a field goal, the game continues. If it scores a touchdown, it wins. And if it doesn't get any points, it loses. So you just get a shot at the ball. Somebody goes down, the team kicks a field goal, like what would happen with the Saints in Minnesota, you still have a shot at it. And if they tie it up, then they go back and forth again. Makes complete sense to me, anyway. You might not agree with it. Some people like the idea of, well, too bad, that's just the way it is. Sudden death, baby. Okay, let's go back to all of you waiting in the wings. Pat in New York, you have the floor. Pat, what happens?
I'm taking Philadelphia.
Thank you. Oh, Pat, you're my favorite caller now. What do you think, Philadelphia? What's the score?
I'm going with Philadelphia 38-14.
Woo, 38-14.
Oh,
excellent.
Yeah.
I like it. 38-14. Michael Vick has a monster game. I think you're on the right side of the action. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Michael Vick's hit. He's got it going on, so I think he'll come out and show them all up.
All right, Pat, you're locked and loaded. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Here's another one from Moonlight Lover. See, they don't think I'm paying attention in the other areas, but I am. Moonlight Lover says Packers 37-28. Another guy ingratiating himself to me. Moonlight Lover, you are all wet with that guess, but okay. You are in the books, duly noted. We move on to Dan in Texas. Dan, please tell me you are picking the Eagles.
Say what?
Are you picking the Eagles? You are. Come on.
No, baby. I'm not. 27-24, Green Bay wins it, and Dog Killer bites the dust.
Green Bay wins it, and Dog Killer bites the dust. You are the worst. You are terrible. You're just saying that because you're a cowboy lover.
And then you know better than that. And as far as Garrett goes, did you hear that routine?
You know that? Yes.
Routine. That was, you know, for the money he's being paid, yeah, baby, I'd kiss up a whole lot, too.
I would, too. Get millions of dollars to coach America's team? How can you beat that?
Well, listen,
of course.
Kate, I want you to not feel too bad when your team loses, but, you know, I still love you.
Thanks, Dan. That makes me feel better. You have a good weekend. That's like that backhanded compliment. You look, I grew up back east. You play the dozens. You get a thick skin. You get used to it. Where it's, you know, the double-sided compliment. They serve them up from the time you're a child, and so you're just used to hearing things like that. Let's see here. Tom in Kansas. Tom, you're next. Boy, Tom has been guessing for a long time. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Well, I finished week 17 with a mark of 75%.
Woo, that is good. You are better than Boomer.
I even picked Green Bay to win, and they did. I picked Philadelphia to win, even if it was a so-called meaningless game, and they let me down.
Yes, by a point.
Anyway, okay, your Eagles will probably win, so... Having said that, please forgive me when I pick Green Bay, and here's your shootout, 41-38.
Ooh, 41-38. That'd be a crazy finish. And stranger things have happened, Tom. That would really be a shootout, no question.
I'm telling you, this year has been so crazier than a football bat.
Yeah, I agree. It has. It's been one of the weirdest years to try to figure out. That's why I like stick with the over-unders. Okay, we've got you, Tom. You're in the books. Thanks. So, David picks the Eagles to win. He's just trying to suck up to me. 35-21. No, David, my friend, Mr. Chat, is an astute fan when it comes to the NFL. And so I think he's probably got one of the closest guesses on the board. Let's go to Rick in Kentucky, one of my favorites. Hey, Rick.
All right. How you? You know, I kind of like the Packers, but my better instinct tells me Philly's going to pull this off. So I'm going to go with 34-27 Philly.
34-27 Philly. You got it.
Yeah, and as far as Jason Garrett, I think his head is caving in from sucking up so much.
You guys are so mean. He has to do it. He's got a wife who wants expensive jewelry.
He's got to do it, but he's got a flat head now.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting deal with Jerry Jones, because I think the best coach he ever had was Jimmy Johnson. And how many Super Bowls they could have had with Jimmy Johnson still, he wouldn't have been there now, but for however long he could have stayed and survived, the two of them with their egos together, I think they would have won a couple more.
He had to end up going on Survivor.
That's right, because he has to keep on keeping his name out there. He does his Fox thing, and then he could take that a little bit further. And he, you know what? He went on that Survivor thing because he said he was a huge fan of it, and he couldn't help himself. But I'm sorry.
He got voted off pretty quick, but he did all right.
He did all right. I give him credit. I couldn't do it. I couldn't survive 1 second on any of those islands with any of those crazy people. That would annoy me either.
Not without electricity.
Yeah, no, not with not. I agree with you. Absolutely not. Hey, enjoy the game, and I'm glad we're on the same side of this.
All right.
Rick, you have a good one.
You too.
Okay, so here's the number, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So, David, who gave us the guess of 35-21 Eagles, wants it known that he is a Chargers fan. He is a Chargers fan. How can he be a Chargers fan when there's no LaDainian Tomlinson? He was the deal. He was the one to watch on that team. Come on now. We're going to pick it up on the flip side with more of Nail the Score. Hang with us.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Stretch drive time. We got 4 games actually on the board, wild card weekend in the NFL. You know, I don't think other than walking the dog and maybe doing a couple of other things, I'm going to do much other than probably watch football. If all of you are like me, you'll get sucked into those playoff games unless it's just a brutal blowout. If the Seahawks go down in flames and they can't even make a game of it against the Saints, I'll be gone. Because I can't, I don't hang with the really super big blowouts. But I think this weekend could be an interesting weekend. And there may be some surprises. If I had serious money on the line, you have to pick an upset special. So who would be the upset of all the games on the board? But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about nailing the score. And the game is the Eagles and the Packers. The number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. 91. So far, most of the people that have called in, and some of you are emailing your guesses too, and I promise I will get to those, americatonight.net. In fact, a lot of you do the email thing. Are you listening, Izzy? She usually emails us with a guess or two. Dave in Vermont and some other folks. But let's go to Dr. E in Kentucky, and let's see what Dr. E has to say. Hey, Dr. E.
Hey, Kate, how you been?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Sorry I haven't called you in a couple of weeks, but I've been on vacation and didn't get
good
to listen to
you.
The show.
Good for you. Did you have fun on your vacation? Just chill and hang out?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, anytime you're not working, I don't care if you ain't doing nothing. It's a good vacation.
I agree. I agree, absolutely. What do you think, Dr. E? Who do you like, Philly or the Packers?
Oh, you said something about an upset. I believe if the Packers beat Philly, that'd be an upset. So I'm going to go 27-17.
27-17. Well, let me make sure. 27-17, Packers. You own that score. Very good. 27-17. And you are dead bloody wrong, Dr. E.
No, Kate. No. I was going for Philly.
Oh, I thought you said Packers.
Oh, no. I'm a Philly fan.
Oh, okay.
Well,
now I love you. I'm giving you all the love back.
Oh, okay.
That I took away. I'm giving it all back to you. How's that?
That's fine. Hey,
all right,
this little car I've been driving, it's got about 302,000 miles on it now.
I can't believe it. Is it a Toyota?
Yes, it is, ma'am.
See? And don't you work at the plant?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, see, you're a testament to how well those engines hold up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Everybody go buy Toyota.
That's right. We want to keep our friends employed there in Kentucky. Hey, thanks, Dr. E.
All right. Thank you, Kate.
All right. Dr. E says Philadelphia. I was just amped up for a fight. Lacey, also in Kentucky. Hey, Lacey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, bud?
I'm all right. I just figured I'd go same thing. It's going to be Philadelphia to win over Packers 34-24.
I knew there was a reason why I liked some of you Kentucky boys. I figure that you must live somewhere in the same neck of the woods as Dr. E. You're the good Kentucky guy.
Same place he did, too. I just lived the same place.
I know you are not like those other guys. You're not like Blake or Josh or any of the others that trashed me in the beginning. I'm saying I like this side of Kentucky. All right, we got you locked and loaded, Lacey. Good luck.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Let's move to Jamie in Kentucky. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, buddy. What's going on? We haven't talked. Did you call last week? You didn't call last week.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I wanted to go with the Eagles 24-17.
I got to make sure. 24-17. It sounds like someone has that. No, they have the Packers side of it. So Eagles 24-17. I am really warming up to Kentucky. I need to get down there and do a road show. All right,
I
Jamie.
I heard the other one, Packers 24-17, but it's going to be flip side, Philly 24-17.
Woohoo! Who let the dogs out? I love it.
I hear you. Have a good one, Kate.
You too. You know what? I was thinking this the other day. I got some friends that are going to that game, and I said, you got to make sure, because I want to know. I guarantee they're not playing it. But would that be like the biggest slip up? Because you still go to stadiums and they play Who Let the Dogs Out. I mean, I know it's old school, but they'll pull it out. They'll pull it out and play it, but that'd be so brutal if they did that in Philly. So I'm just thinking that they're not going to do it. Dale in Illinois, I just have a bad feeling about this. I like Dale, and I have a feeling he is going to pick the Packers. Did I predict right?
Oh no.
Good.
No, Kate, I need some love tonight. I'm going Eagles 90, Packers 2.
You get all of my love.
I'll tell you, those Kentuckians are tough on my Cowboys.
No
now
kidding about Jason Garrett?
Yeah, well, they're calling flatheads now. Sucking up so bad they're flatheads.
That was a good line.
I'm gonna have to call the deity out on them or something. Wow. I've got to go with you on this one, Kate. I'm gonna go Eagles 30-27. Has anyone picked that one?
No, 30-27. That's a good score too, because then it would be close, and it would come down to really that last quarter. So I like it, 30-27. I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, I do too.
Excellent. You have yourself a fabulous weekend.
Okay, be sure that if the Seahawks get blown out, you take your dog out.
I will. Thank you.
See you, Kate.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. Mahalo gets walked. That's the deal. Mahalo gets walked if the Seahawks get blown out. I have a bad feeling about that. If I were a betting person, wink, wink, I think I would, you know, even though we had our guru, Steve Budin, coming up, and we've had conversations about the teams, I'd be afraid to take the Seahawks for sure. Of course, the line is huge. It's 10, but Pete Carroll, give me a break. And plus, how they get into the playoffs, what was their record? Brutal. Unbelievable that they're even in the playoffs. Seven wins, and you get into the playoffs? Let's go to Jose in Kentucky. Hey, Jose.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
I'm good. What do you think?
Well, I want to go with the Eagles, too. But I think the Packers are going to give them a good game.
Yeah, I do too.
I do too. So, being that the case, I will say that the Packers probably will come ahead. What do you think about that?
The Packers will come ahead? Are you tricking me? So what do you think the final score is?
I'll say it's going to be 21-17.
21-17 Packers?
Yes.
Jose, I hate you. But thanks for the call. Chris in Kentucky, she was our one winner ever of this game. Chris, what's your shot? What do you say? We lost her. Just like that. She slipped off. The second I said she was a winner, she seeped out into the ozone. That's what happens sometimes. All right, interesting. At the tail end, we had a flurry of Eagles believers, but a lot of Packers, a lot of people picking the Packers in the beginning of this thing. So I think it's a shootout, though. I think it's going to be a shootout in the end, and I think Philadelphia wins it. And we start things off with the Saints and the Seahawks. Interesting, too, because it's good. It's Saturday. If you're in the East Coast time zone, it's like a 4:30 kick. I like the late game, so you can go and do whatever it is you're going to go do and then just sit back and have like an evening of football. So let's hope we see some good stuff. Good luck to everybody. I really wish you the best, and I hope the Eagles trounce the Packers and somebody nails the score.